Now, working long hours can increase stroke risk. It's one of the headlines today. It's come from researchers across the globe studying the way you work, you live, you think, you breathe. But who are these people, these boffins looking at the data? And how do you become one of these guinea pigs that the researchers follow? Hannah Meredith may just have the answers.
Mud and art, an unusual gift from the gift shop. Maybe a lovely cuppa in the cafe. That's what I normally come to the Nottingham Contemporary for. But not today, as for the next couple of days, the University of Nottingham have moved in and they want to pick your brains. Professor Joanne Hort and Dr. Ellen Townsend, you've organised a research cafe. Why?
We really want to engage with the public. We want them to know about our research. We want them to take part in our research. And we want them to know what the University of Nottingham's up to.
What kind of research are we looking at, Ellen?
We've got a really wide range here today, from what people are eating, why they've chosen to eat it, what they're drinking, how they're enjoying that, to some more tricky topics perhaps, like older adult drinking of alcohol. And my team are here doing research on coping and self-harm. We have presentations about wearable cameras in research, about what's in your food labelling. Some one of our lecturers from law is coming to talk about that today. We've got a real range, and I think that does reflect the activity across the university. We also have the maternity researchers here from public health. So a really wide range. Many of our researchers want to engage with the public. They're really keen to do it. It benefits everyone. So we're hoping to do more things like this in the future.
Is this the first time you've done it?
It is. Can't you tell how terrified we are?
Not at all. I mean, we're in the cafe. You've got a cuppa. Everyone looks pretty relaxed.
Yeah. Well, we've been thinking about this for a long time. So it's for Joanne and I, it's realising a dream today. It's a real, you know, it's a test bed to see how things go. And today we'll take away a lot of valuable information that we can work on, even tomorrow, improving things from today. And then for the future, where we would hope to pop up in different places as well. I mean, the Contemporary is a fabulous location. It's absolutely perfect for what we want to do. But there might be other places in the future that we'd like to pop up into.
Okay, and before this then, what were you doing to get people on board?
Well, previously we have our sort of, we call them labs back at the university, and we'd invite people in. We sort of pre-recruit people through databases or adverts and ask them to come into the university. But of course, some of the projects that we're doing here today, you don't sit and drink a cup of coffee in a lab. You sit and drink a cup of coffee at home or in a cafe. So really, to get the true response, the true consumer behaviour, we wanted to come out into the wild, into the real environment. So that's, and it's not too wild yet, but
not
wait
yet
till lunchtime. So previously this kind of work is either done on the university campus, or you might hire a hall, a community hall or a hotel. But again, we want to do research in a real life environment.
And so these people that have turned up today, they've just turned up because they've heard about you.
They may not even have heard about us. The idea is that something like a cafe is where people just pop in for a coffee, and if they're interested in taking part in research, they can do so. But yes, we have marketed the idea across the across Nottingham. People can find out about it in the libraries, in the gym, in the visitor centre. So we have made people aware of it, yes.
And what are the hours if people want to come down?
10 till 6. We're here all day today and all day tomorrow. So any time.
And you've got quite a wide range of research going on, Ellen, there. So who are you looking really for? Is there a particular person, a golden ticket, as it were, that you want to walk through the door? Is it anyone?
It's really anyone for most studies. So mostly we're focusing on adult research participation today, although we have lots of fun activities for children to do. And there's plenty for children to do at the Contemporary today in the open space. But we're really, it's anybody who's interested in research and wants to come along. It's you know, some things have an age restriction. So Dr. Harriet Allen is doing a study where she's helping people find stuff. We all lose our keys, we can't find things. So she does research on older adults. We're trying to understand that, the psychological mechanisms that can help people find stuff. So
I need that. Can I come?
We all do. So for her study, for example, it's over 50s, but most studies are sort of over 16, over 18 today.
Okay. And so is it just this kind of one-off bit, or once they're recruited, do they get kind of inducted into a programme?
and in fact they can take part in as many studies as they like, and we're offering people a voucher for taking part, which they can then spend in the cafe, so that there's a little thank you from us for taking up their time. But you know, they can do as little or as much as they want, really. And there are some things which are totally, you know, you could just come and sit and listen to some other academics giving a talk over both lunchtimes. So sort of between 12 and 1 each day, there are presentations, people talking about their research.
So that's today and tomorrow. I'm going to have a little wander around because it looks everyone's very deep in conversation here. There are balloons around as well, so I might head to that direction. So come back in a minute. We'll have a listen to some of the people having a go.
Okay. So while Boffin Hannah gets on her white coat, you can wake up your brain cells with this.
Don't want your love.
Latest news headlines coming up. Checking the roads soon as well on BBC Radio Nottingham. So then, you've heard a little bit from Hannah and the very clever people at the University of Nottingham. They want your help with a whole host of research that could potentially make a difference.
So I'm here at the Nottingham Contemporary, the art gallery at Weekday Cross with its green lacy sides that you must have seen. But I'm not here for the art today. I'm in the cafe. And I've not got a couple yet, but, that's on the menu. But I'm stretching my brain cells today, my brain muscles, because today there's a pop-up cafe happening here, a pop-up research cafe, to be exact. And the room is filled with tables, people discussing things, lots and lots of researchers waiting for people to come in to pick their brains. Some of those researchers are at this table. Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Paula, what is your job? What are you doing here?
Well, we're at the University of Nottingham School of Psychology, and we're really interested in looking at ways to improve social interactions for people with mental health problems. And part of the study, and one way we can do this, is by trying to understand how well people can read other people's minds, if you like. So how well they can understand what's going on in the brains of others. And the way that we do this, and what we're demonstrating here today, is a jokes task. And Zainab will be able to tell you a little bit about the jokes task and what it's going to tell us today.
So we've got this laptop here, that Zainab, then. What are we doing? What's the task?
So basically, with the task, you present participants with all these pictures and you ask them to interpret what they think is going on in the picture. and some of the pictures will have a theory of mind component.
What does that mean? That sounds very clever.
So theory of mind is the ability to interpret other people's emotions or beliefs or intentions. And people with psychosis generally struggle with this. So we're trying to find a psychological mechanism for why they might do in comparison to other people.
Okay, so by looking at the cartoons, you then gauge what they're seeing?
What they're seeing, basically, yeah. So how they interpret what they're seeing in front of them and how that's different to others.
Fantastic. So who are you looking for to kind of take part in this? Anyone that walks through the door or a particular person?
Well, today we're just hoping to demonstrate to people what the research is about. So anyone, really, anyone who's interested.
Everybody has the ability to read other people's minds to some degree or less. So everybody from children right through to very old people will be able to test today. So.
And what will this research, because we always hear about research in the papers all the time, what difference would this research make?
Well, this will allow us, if we can understand why people with mental health disorders don't feel like socializing with other people, one of the reasons for this might be that the theory of mind might be disrupted or impaired in some way. So if we can show that, then we can start to tailor treatments towards trying to remedy that in patients. And that's our goal here.
And it must be lovely to be, I mean, you do all this very clever stuff over at the university, and I think people outside the university don't really understand.
Absolutely, it's a real privilege for us to be able to come and share the work that we do and try to explain it, and because we're always very enthusiastic about what we do and to be able to, and it really helps us as well to be able to put it in very simple terms. It helps us to understand a little bit better about what we're doing, and we get feedback from people who come to interact with us as well.
Fantastic. So. Well, I'll leave you to your cuppers. I'll steal onto somebody else. Hi, Katie. So tell me about the research you're doing today then.
So we're looking at drinking in older adults, so people aged over 65. So it's a really interesting, very important topic that is sort of got a lot of health risks and things like that, but people don't really know very much about it. And we're very focused on young people, we're very focused on, you know, reduction of crime, young people falling over in the street drunk, but we tend to neglect older people drinking at home, drinking on their own, and all the harms that's associated with it. So it's something that's not really been looked at in the research at all, really.
And how does being out, I mean, we're in a bar at the minute,
yeah,
so maybe it's,
yeah,
maybe it's the right or wrong place, I don't know. But what will this help you to do once you've spoken to these people today?
What we want to know is kind of whether older people have any information about drinking, where they go to find out information about drinking, whether there are any advertising campaigns that are relevant to them, which I suspect there aren't. Mm-hmm. If there's not, and if people are really interested in getting more information about drinking, then hopefully we can build some sort of campaign or build better research. Essentially what we want to do is ask better questions. So, you know, if we're interested in something and people don't care, you know, it's not relevant to them at all, then we need to change our research. So it's all about kind of using people's knowledge to help drive our research better.
Would you say it's a fun process?
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I think that we ask people things and it gets them to think about things that maybe they haven't thought of before, and gets me to think about things I haven't thought of before, which is even, you know, really important for me. So I think it's really good and worthwhile to come down.
Thank you so much, Katie. Well, Mark, I am going to make a sharp exit because the IQ in here is far too high for me, but if anyone else wants their brains picked, Nottingham Contemporary, come down to the cafe today and tomorrow and you can take part in this research.
She stole my gag there. Oh, my. Thank you, Hannah.